Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. I want to thank you for tuning into Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Keith, and today I will be doing an anniversary show with a friend of mine. I gave her a reading about a year ago. Actually, this is the anniversary show. She decided, she agreed to come on today to do a show with me, you know, just to follow up on her reading, just to see how she's pretty much grown over the past year. So I'm very excited about this show. And for those of you who don't know that I do intuitive energy readings, it's an oracle deck that I use, and it's a card reading. It's a life path reading is what I call them. So I pretty much have my own business doing those. And they're very exciting. So if you're interested in a reading, please contact the show, contact me. You could email the show at enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com, and it's all one word. And we can pretty much schedule a time to do a private reading, or if you want to come on the show and do a reading, however you want to do it, we'll discuss it. So again, I'm excited about this show. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Michelle on. All right, Michelle, are you there?
Yes, hi, Keith.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Today was a great day for me today, and I'm doing great today. And I want to thank you for agreeing to come on to discuss your reading.
Yeah, it was a great reading.
Yes,
I learned
indeed.
A lot from it.
You did. Good. All right. Well, we'll be discussing that. Facebook had alerted me that, you know, a year ago today we had did our show. So I was like, you know, what a good idea to bring her on, you know, a year to date, you know, to do a follow-up on the reading. So here we are.
That's great.
Awesome. All right. So Michelle, your reading pretty much, you know, as we had discussed earlier, your reading, the cards that you had got for your reading was you had pulled four cards, and you pulled Know Your Magic as your first card, and you pulled Tree of Life as your second card, and you pulled the Goddess Mud as your third card, and your fourth card, mm-hmm. you pulled Love Begins as your fourth card. So if you guys didn't know, these are spiritual springboards that is in sync with the energy you're radiating. So that's what these cards are. It's an oracle deck, not a tarot. It's an oracle deck. So they're guideposts. You know, I'm not telling you your future or anything like that. They're just guidance, simply guidance. So that's what Michelle pulled on her reading a year ago, okay? All right, so so the first card you pulled was about knowing your magic. This card is about kindness, magic, and consideration. This card is one of the key reminders that you already possess the tools to guide you and direct you in your life. So pretty much, you know, you have the power, you know. So
right.
That's what you pulled. Okay, so that's what you pulled for that. Now, what I wanted to ask you, how have you been dealing with, like, the negative and positive paralysis in life? Like, how have you been pretty much finding balance in knowing that you do have the power? Let's talk about that.
Knowing that you have the power makes a big difference in how you react to certain situations, I think. You know, I'm not as quick to come out of my mouth something negative as I would have been and start an argument. Now I kind of think about it and decide if I really want to do that, if it's worth it to me. Or if, you know, I take a little bit more time to think about the outcomes of what I'm doing.
Okay.
So
all right. So
I think that kind of taught me a little bit about that.
Okay. So it sounds like you're taking a pause. Like, before you react, you're pausing.
Right.
And you're capturing that moment. And it's kind of like living in the now. You know, living in the now is very important in the shift that we're going through in today's society. So you stop and you take a pause and you say, okay, what do you do in those moments?
Right. I have to slow down and I think about, if I say this, is the outcome really worth it? You know, I think it was a reminder that I have the power to choose how things are going to come out.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. So that was the, so how are you finding balance with both, you know, the positive, because I mean, negative is a part of life. You know, as much as we want to get rid of the negative, we can't. So
I'm trying
how are
not
you balancing?
I'm trying not to dwell as much on the negative. I'm trying to be more social, finding a ways that I don't necessarily have to spend the money to be social, that I can still go out and I can still be with my friends and I'm not making myself stay at home. And I needed that to do that again. You know, not working is a different lifestyle. You're home too much. Your mind goes too much. All of this reminded me it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful. So, because, I mean, you know, idle mind, we already know
the rest,
right?
Idle mind is not a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're getting out more. You're connecting more.
Right, with different types of people and not, you know, staying in my same little group as much as I was. Meeting different types of people that I wouldn't have necessarily before. Putting myself out there to meet people, not just staying in my own little shell.
So you're venturing out.
Yes, I think I've evolved a little bit.
Okay. I mean, hey, that's great. I mean, this is about progress, not perfection. So how that relates to you knowing your power, knowing your magic, you know, that's about manifesting the reality that you want. So do you feel that by doing these, you know, acts of stepping outside of your comfort zone, because that's what I feel it is, do you feel that you are starting to manifest positive things into your life?
Yes, I think so. I think it makes a big difference.
Okay. All right.
You know,
great.
Be always in my comfort zone. Nothing is going to change.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, we'll move to your next card. The next card was Tree of Life. That card was about growth, inner journeys, and learning. So this card reminds you that all of the qualities and virtues are needed at this time. Use cosmic energy to spark your inner light. So with that, pretty much is taking everything around you, you know, just utilizing all the tools, all the knowledge, you know, wisdom, all of that to pretty much spark your cosmic energy, your inner light. So let me say this. With that, it's about self-discovery, you know, like inner discovery, self-discovery, you know, learning who you are, what you want, all those type of things. So how do you feel that you've grown spiritually over the last year?
I don't know how to describe it. I just feel that I understand different aspects of what people are saying more. I feel that I'm not allowing this to myself to make the same bad decisions that I was. You know, I can be lonely and I'm fine.
Okay.
Before, I wanted attention. I wanted validation. Now I'm good. I don't need that validation.
So you wanted attention.
Like, yeah.
That is beautiful. So I remember, you know, I remember you, that external validation was huge with you. And,
yeah,
you know,
and now,
go ahead.
Not so much.
Not so much. That's progress. No. That's progress.
I think so.
I love it.
Because it was really huge. You know, it's such a big focus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Great. Okay. So how you've grown over the last year is pretty much stepping outside of your comfort zone and you pretty much knowing that you don't need the external validations to validate you. You know, not a man, not money, not, you know, just knowing that, you know, you can be still and still be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Enjoying your own company.
Right. And then
okay.
other people
beautiful.
Seem to enjoy your company as well, once you like yourself.
Yeah, yeah, once you like and love yourself first, you know, it seems like you exude that energy outwardly. You know, people want to be around you. They want to know how you did it, like where is this energy coming from? You know, it's like it goes unsaid. You know, it's something that you feel. So, you know, you attract to you people, you know, of the same vibration.
Right.
So beautiful. I'm glad to hear it. All right, so the next card you pulled was the Goddess Mutt. This card is about
mm-hmm.
virtue, wisdom, and feminine energy. The Goddess reminds you that the Goddess lives within all of us to recognize the feminine powers in your life as well as honoring that in others. So, Michelle, what that pretty much, you know, was about was how are you honoring the beauty in people, you know, how are you honoring the essence of life? How are you honoring the balance, you know, period, in general with everything?
Right.
How would you say that you've grown over the last year when it comes to that?
Just the balance?
Well, just honoring the beauty in others, you know, the balance of yourself, life, you know, how are you honoring that in yourself and within others? What are you doing differently?
Trying to be more aware of what other people are saying, not only what
okay.
I'm feeling.
Okay.
You know, there are other people than me.
Yeah. You know, I posted the other day, I promise you, I posted the other day, and I'm guilty of this too. You know, we at times think the world revolves around us. You know, we live
right.
in, we don't live in because we're shifting out of it. But, you know, we come from the Pisces age to where, you know, it's all about ego. It's all about, you know, the iron fist. It's masculine energy. You know, I mean, God was he for quiet, you know, for crying out
right.
loud. You know what I mean? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's imbalance. You know, so as we shift into this new age where we're understanding the feminine balance and the feminine principles of life, you know, Mother Earth is restoring her balance. So with that being said, you know, I lost my train of thought. with that being said, you know, balance is going to be key. But pretty much, wow, I lost my train of thought. I cannot believe I did. Okay, that's it. It happens. But with that, you know, it's just important now for us to find that balance and understand the feminine energy balance with ourselves and others. So,
right. I know.
Okay.
Like, you know, the whole feminine energy, I feel like being a better mom and stuff is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I asked one of Maggie's friends if she needed a mom for a little while. Just, you know, everybody needs that feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I
absolutely.
Think that's coming through more, too.
Okay. All right. You had sent me a quote, which I love. And it is, it's okay to grow slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wow, it's okay to grow. You
it's
know,
perfect,
we all,
it?
Yeah, it's perfect. We all grow at our own process. And it's important, you know, to us accept the process of our growth. And however we grow, when we grow, you know, it's not a competition. It's not Bob Marley sung this song, Rat Race. I love it. Anybody check out that song about Rat Race. You know, it's like everybody's in a race. Everybody's in competition. You know, it's like life has become a rat race. No, you know what I mean? It's not a competition.
Right.
However you grow in the process that you grow is how you grow. That's
mm-hmm.
your journey. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I agree. You know,
so,
like everyone wants to get ahead of everyone else, no matter how or what they do.
Yeah, and you know, it's all of it is ego. I feel like I'm finding my train of thought from earlier. A lot of it is ego, you know. We live in an ego-driven society, and we're shifting out of that. And a lot of people are kicking and screaming because, you know, the ego has been a survival tool that we use for so long that, you know, we don't, not that we don't, change is going to come regardless. You know, people are going to be kicking and screaming when it comes to change. People are not going to want to imbalance that ego because that ego is, you know, what they've used to survive. They've gotten very comfortable in it. So, yeah, a lot of people are going to be resistant is the word, resistant to this new flow and this new change, and they're not going to be happy about it. And you know what? That's okay, too, because as you just sent that quote, you know, we grow slow at times. And, I mean, that's fine. You know, I think slow may even be, you know, a label or, you know, measuring. You know what I mean? We grow at our own pace, however we grow. You know, we don't even want to call it slow. So,
It just doesn't have to happen overnight.
Yeah, it's not going to happen overnight. You know what? Hey, for some people it might. But, you know, even for me, I should, you know, some people grasp concepts faster than others. I mean, I know brilliant people who are IQ is off the roof, you know, all this worldly stuff, you know what I mean? But when it comes to these spiritual principles, they're stagnant. And they're like, you know, you're smart in the physical realm, you can navigate, you can do all this, you know, you're very intellectual, but when it comes to the spiritual growth, you're resistant to change. You know what I mean?
Or
we're in a shift. Absolutely. So, okay. All right. So, great. So, you would say that when it comes to balancing the feminine principle in yourself and others, that you've grown a little bit in that area?
I think so. I try to think that I grew in most areas that we discussed.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, a good thing to do that someone taught me, my therapist taught me recently, well, my mentor and my therapist actually, but my mentor really, he said that we should take note of our progresses. You know, how often do we take note of our progresses? So there's actually
a
journal.
That's a good idea.
Like there's a journal you can buy online, you know, there's many ways you can do it. I keep a journal and I pretty much what I do is each month I note like, okay, what I do is what I did for the day, you know, the positive things that I did and how I could do better. And do that on each day. It, you know, like I did it for May. I skipped June because, you know, I had a tragedy happen in my life. But you know what I mean? Like whenever we remember, we should take notes of our progress. You know, the benchmark.
I was journaling
the benchmark
for a while too. And it really makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's a good idea.
So the last card that you pulled was Love Begins. This card was about higher knowing, inspired omen. This card encourages you to understand the process of building foundations. So over the course of the last year, how do you feel that you've been building new foundations rooted in love?
I don't know how to describe that. Like I've been seeing different people, different types of people, kind of going out of my whole comfort zone of who I feel will care or not care. It's nice, the different, you know, leaving one group of people is nice to meet other people. I don't know how to describe it, though.
Okay. All right. I mean, you're describing it very well.
Who I'm speaking to.
Okay.
You know, I'm not limiting myself anymore. If someone wants to speak, I'll speak. And if we click and go from there. Which is
nice. That's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. So it sounds like, again, that you're venturing out and you're meeting new people. You're stepping outside of your comfort zone and you are pretty much seeing that you don't have to stay in the midst of, you know, what you've always known. You could, you know, try
right.
something new and adopt to a new perspective of life. You know, that can be scary, scary as hell
yes,
to do.
I think so, too.
Yeah, so that's beautiful that you did. So that's how you're building new foundations. That is beautiful. I love that. Stepping outside of your comfort zone has to be one of the most challenging things that we can encounter. You agree?
Oh, I think so.
Life
Definitely.
Begins also. Life begins outside of our comfort zones also. So
True.
That's a great thing to take note of. So, okay. I mean, you know, I don't know if you feel that, but I feel that you've grown a lot, you know, within this last year, you know, in your own way. In our conversations, I see that I see where you've grown tremendously, you know.
I think so.
Okay.
You know, before
how
I was
so?
Wrapped up in pain, and now I still
mm-hmm.
have pain, but I'm dealing with it in a different way.
Okay.
Know. You know, it's not like the focus of my day.
Okay.
Which
all right, well, good. It's not the focus
you
of your day. You're finding balance, right?
Right. Yeah, I needed the balance because, you know, it's hard when you're in pain. It's easy. That's easy focus.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we have 8 minutes left, so these shows go by so quick. but, you know, one of the key things for you was affirmations. So
right.
That was the key. And it's perfect to talk about this right now because how you find your balance is with affirmations, right? So
mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. Tell me how affirmations have been helping you in your life.
Even when I'm doubting something, I'll tell myself a positive affirmation. Just,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's no one else around. It's only me. I have to pull myself back out of it. So I'll, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'll be driving and go, you know, good things are going to happen. And, you know, no one is against me. And all those things that
mm-hmm.
before my mind would go to the negative, now I'm trying to train myself to go more to the positive.
Okay, process. You said something very key. You're training yourself. You're retraining yourself to. Okay, I'm gonna say this. What it sounds like is you would have a thought, you would become aware of the thought, and you'll stop yourself in the thought when it's negative.
Right.
You'll stop yourself, and you'll be like, you'll redirect the thought, right?
Right.
Okay, great.
And, you know,
and then
it's
you'll
a lot easier than dwelling on the negative thoughts. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
like sometimes you have to remove some people from your life that tend to do the constantly negative or, you know, kind of sneaky things and find more positive
mm-hmm.
people around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also
absolutely.
Helps.
Okay. All right. So when it comes to affirmations, you just pretty much stop the thought and you affirm yourself right then and there. And does that
mm-hmm.
change your reality in the moment?
Yes. You know,
okay.
you're breaking your train of thought. Even going out, like now the first thing I do when I wake up is my dog and I go outside and I have coffee. Before I would stay in the house and focus on something. Now it's, I
mm-hmm.
go outside and I try to have calm and peace.
Mm-hmm.
I change my focus.
So you teach yourself. You teach yourself, you know, you teach yourself in the moment and you retrain yourself. That's very important. I'm going to do a show later on thoughts.
And even how people
yeah.
respond to me, it makes a difference.
Okay.
You know, if I go in with a negative mindset and I look negative and I come across negative,
mm-hmm.
it tends to come back. So I try to go in, you know, like I have a lot of doctor's appointments and stuff, and I try to go in and I smile and try to have a different
okay.
approach. is helping.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping the way people are responding, and then they're more willing to help me, and it's the balance is much better.
Okay. Okay. All right. Great. All right. So, you pretty much have been noted to, you know, pretty much state quotes about what you said was strugglings are just lessons, and it's not about where strugglings are lessons, and it's not where you will remain.
Right.
So that you said, yeah, in our last show, you said that a lot. So you want to kind of elaborate on that?
Well, it feels like for the past year, I've struggled financially more than I ever have in my life, but I'm not feeling that's where I'm going to stay. I think it's going to be a lot different. You know, this isn't the life that I'm supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to be better. You know, you're not supposed to struggle. You're not supposed to be unhappy because of money or something like that. So right now I've tried to change it and become social, become happy, become outgoing again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helping.
Okay. You just said this earlier in the show, and you said nothing is against me, because you had that mindset, that perspective of, you know, everything was against you.
Yeah.
So it sounds that you have grown in that aspect. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I feel like everyone has their own struggles, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
people do put it upon you, but it's not really about you as much as it's about their own issues. And
mm-hmm.
I had to learn that it's not me. I'm not
mm-hmm.
the reason somebody's nasty. You know, that's their own thing.
Yeah.
So that
absolutely.
Was a big positive thing for me to learn.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, we have about 2 minutes left, and I want to thank everybody, you know, who's tuned into the show, who's listening. I do want to let everybody know that, you know, this week, you know, I'm only doing like 30-minute shows this week, so this was a pretty much a quick show, but I do want to let you know that the shows are pretty much more on a global, vast level of different topics. You know, we're going to be talking about synchronicity. We're going to be talking about vibration and pretty much current events, everything that's going on. So I want to thank you guys for just tuning in to this, you know, short segment, pretty much an online counseling segment that I do. And again, you guys, I'm a student in metaphysical science, but counseling is what I do all the time. And, you know, it's how I'm building my business within. So if you're interested in a reading, if you're interested in any kind of session that you feel that you can benefit from me, please contact the show, and I'll be more than happy to assist you. And Michelle sent me this quote recently, and I'm going to go ahead and end with this. But before I end, Michelle, did you want to add anything? We have like 90 seconds.
Actually, the synchronicity thing has just amazed me lately. It's just
mm-hmm.
overwhelming sometimes how often you'll see something. Like I was going to tell you today before, I parked at the grocery store, and I didn't realize
uh-huh.
all four cars in the one little cube were red. You know, it's like the things
wow.
are standing right there for you to see. And the same tones
that's
of red, not, you know.
We,
and so,
right.
you know, it's like the numbers.
We have 30 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I totally get what you're saying. We'll elaborate more in later shows. But the quote is, do you live in a minefield or a garden? When we live in a minefield mentally, we explode with the weeds of worry, doubt, and fear, and lack and limitation. Choose to cultivate your inner garden. So, guys, great show. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, thanks.